Let's check in with T-Storm Weather's Mike Tenorin now to see what's in the forecast. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us today.
Great being here, Todd. Thanks for having me.
I want to divide things up. Usually we go by region, but I think I want to go by crop because it seems the market is trading in that way. And in large part because the crops as a whole are running together, especially wheat, where it's dry in many of the regions of the world where this crop is now being sown for the hard red winter wheat. That would be the northern hemisphere. Can you start in the United States, the Plain States, and then pick up Ukraine and Russia for me too?
Well, that sounds like a great way to go about it because it's been way drier than normal in the U.S. plains for a while. This goes all the way back about 2 months, and the concerning thing is that there's not much rain in the forecast. And on top of that, it's going to be much colder than normal, especially across the northern half of the plains. In fact, we're going to see low temperatures in the tens in the Dakotas, Montana, and even much of Nebraska on Sunday and Monday mornings. A lot of the wheat in those states has not even emerged. So this is very unusual to see it this cold this early. It's even going to snow in a lot of those states at times over the next 7 to 10 days. No major snowstorms or anything like that, but there will be some rain mixed with some snow in those far northern wheat areas. In the key wheat areas from Kansas and Colorado to the south, most of the rains going forward are going to be to the east of the region. There will be a lot of wind in place as well because of the sharp temperature gradient that's developing. And we just don't think there's a whole lot of rain on the way. Yes, there will be some chances for rain about 7 days from now, maybe 8, 9, 10 days out even. But the best chances are going to be further to the east in the soft red winter wheat areas of the Corn Belt. So we just don't think there's a big change on the way. And historically, if you look at the type of La Nina that's developing, almost all of the Novembers that followed were drier than normal in the plains, and almost all of the winters were as well. So this very well may be the start of a long-term drought, and that's what the big concern is.
What are the broader concepts that you're watching in Ukraine and Russia as it relates to wheat?
Well, they're having a similar situation in Russia. It just hasn't been raining for the last couple of months, and the level of dryness is getting pretty impressive. Not only that, there's not much rain in the forecast. We'll see a system move through this weekend, and that will bring a decent event to the northern 15% of production. But that's only 15% of the crop. The other 85% is going to stay pretty dry, and this dryness also extends into eastern Ukraine. Once we get beyond this weekend, there's just not a whole lot out there. So that is also going to remain a story. The big difference, though, between what's happening in Russia and the United States is that Russia has been much warmer than normal and looks to stay warmer than normal going forward. So their cold season is holding off just a little bit, but time is running out. You can't expect it to stay very mild once we get into November.
Let's turn our attention to South America now. We'll switch crops, corn and soybeans, where dry conditions have persisted for longer than usual in parts of Brazil as they try to get a crop in the ground. Generally, they have to wait for monsoonal rains to begin. Do we see a change in their weather forecast or patterns anytime soon?
Well, it is going to start raining more as we move into the end of the month. But you need to keep in mind that the northern growing areas of Brazil typically have a distinct dry season and wet season, which is what you were just discussing. So we should be in the wet season by now. We should be seeing rains fairly regularly, and they become much, much heavier over the next 2 to 6 weeks. It hasn't started raining all that much in the area where we have a dry and a wet season. For everybody to the south in southern Brazil, in Paraguay, in Argentina, it pretty much rains year-round. And it doesn't maybe rain every single day, but it shouldn't be having any dry periods. So what we're seeing there is indicative of drought. The only thing that we need to mention is that it did rain a little bit in southern Brazil and Paraguay over the last 24 hours. So they saw a little bit of an improvement just over the last day or so. But as we move forward, we will see more rain. So that's the good news. The potentially bad news is that they should be getting a lot of rains right now. So even though we're thinking maybe 2 to 3 inches of rain is on the way for Brazil over the next couple of weeks, that's only about average. So we're not talking about anything that's going to eat away at those moisture deficits, though in a large part of these growing regions, they just need it to rain every day. It doesn't really matter how dry it was a month or two ago like it does in the U.S. They just need it to rain. So there is some rain coming up. Things are going to be improving. And even Argentina will tap into some rainfall next week. So we'll have to wait and see a little bit more. with regard to how this is all going to pan out. This is definitely a break in the drought conditions in the southern growing areas of Brazil and Paraguay and Argentina, but whether or not this is a part of a pattern change remains to be seen.
Here in the Corn Belt, it has been dry. Harvest has moved along quickly. Dry enough, in fact, that there have been field fires locally. That usually doesn't happen very often in our area. Although there's a little gray sky and some drizzle today, what do conditions look like for the next week or so for the Corn Belt?
Well, it's going to turn a lot wetter next week. So kind of more of the same here over the next 5 to 6 days with not much rain, but it will be a lot colder with a lot wider temperature variations of what we've seen. So that's kind of the next 5 to 6 days. After that, we're going to get into a wetter period. There's a lot of systems off to the west that are going to roll through, and that's primarily because of that cold air mass that we talked about in the Dakotas earlier in the broadcast. So we'll need to be keeping an eye on that. It will turn a lot wetter. That will probably slow down corn and soybean harvesting about a week from now, but it also will provide the soft red winter wheat crop with some needed rain. So you'll more than likely see a divergence where the soft red winter wheat crop is looking a little bit better from a soil moisture perspective, but hard red winter wheat still needs rain.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, always great being here, and we'll just talk next week and see how all this is panning out.
Indeed we will. That is Mike Tenori. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois.